I can literally start immediately. A wee mullet. I can start immediately. A wee mullet. How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet. We on. So yeah, all you can do is get jacked. All you can do is get jacked and try to get a couple bucks, then just get a little compound and chill. That's the plan.
Go around sucker punching people.
Exactly.
Yeah, once you're set up, once you got the compound set and you get your money right, go to jail for assault.
Yeah.
Work hard for 20 years and then assault a guy.
You guys just got to try your best and then go to jail.
Yep. Or just get a decked out face shield, just blacked out with just your eyes so you can see and just walk around, just go into town and just wreck people. Basically, we're going to become Native Americans.
Yeah.
We'll come into towns and just be like, bah, 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 and just dart back.
You need to get just full fucking like chainmail, like a full knight's uniform, and just walk through a town, dude, wailing on people.
That sounds pretty good.
A mass jouster, dude, just go through and just be like,
yeah, get it. Literally, joust, dude. Get a horse. Impale some people.
I might start going through crowds on a horse. Just a little bit of crowd control.
There's no law against that.
There can't be.
No, there's no law against that. You have a horse. Well, you can't control. I'm not the animal. The animal did this. I can't. You're not in control.
I'm actually trying to stop it.
Yeah, I'm on top of this thing trying to reel it in. You should be thanking me. I'm the hero in this situation.
True. There's no VIN numbers or proof. You can just be like, dude, I saw a stallion. I thought I'd try to subdue it before it got into town and wreaked havoc.
Before I started kicking people in the head. I was holding on for dear life.
I accidentally might have punched a couple people off the side of this horse, but I can assure you I was trying to stop
you kicked. I was trying to spur the horse. You just kick it down. Fuck, dude. Damn, water is – all right, look, this is – I'm going to derail this because that was funny. But water is life. It reminded me of the first time I saw Jewish people. Uh-huh. I was at Hershey Park.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Orthodox Jews, so they were in the full unis, went on a water ride. It was called Tidal Force. It was just it just dropped you straight down and you got hit with a thing of water. But there was like – they were all in this one boat. There was like 20 of them.
They were in the ark.
And they all started – they started chanting, water is wet. It was the first interaction I've ever had with Jews. And they were all in the boat, all in uniform going, water is wet. Water is. And I was just like, damn, Jews rule. Damn, that was the first interaction.
This water sounds like another one of your anti-Semitic stories, man.
No, it's not. It's pro-Semitic.
This sounds like one of those stories you use to justify your little bombing plan that you keep bringing up to me. I can't, dude, I can't
the
get
water
with
this. Water is wet. That's the fucking secret password, dude. That's the code.
So you're saying it's like a satanic ritual?
That's the Kabbalah.
No, I was saying it was just guys having fun. It was just a bunch of dudes having fun. But I remember then we had a basketball game. We had a summer league game that night. And me and my friends did not stop chanting, water is wet. So what do you guys think of that?
Pretty good.
Hey, man, you got to get amped up. That's like the Maori Kiru dance they do before rugby games, you know? You got to get fucking amped. It doesn't matter. You got to get amped up. You say whatever. Yeah.
True.
I had a kid come up to me after my show on Sunday. He was 21. I asked him because it was so funny. He was like, are you actually not going to vote? And I was like, yeah, probably. And he was like, you'll come around. You'll vote for Trump. I know you will. Yes. I was like, sick, dude. I was like, how old are you? And he was like, 21. And I just started dying laughing. I was like, you fucking idiot. Kid was great. Kid ruled. Kid was great. But it was funny for a 21-year-old like college student to walk up to me and be like, you'll come around. Don't worry. And I was like, all right, man. Maybe.
Yeah, you're right. I'm already starting to feel it.
Yeah, it was like the Christmas spirit. Oh, it's in there. Don't worry. You're just being a Grinch. You'll come around. Yeah. Here's a fun story. We were hanging out back in Sam's, and some canvassers came by, and I got to watch Sam go into fucking war mode, dude.
Well, I thought they were there. They were there for some local political thing, so I didn't pay it any mind. But I wanted to make sure that they weren't doing some Planned Parenthood or some bullshit.
Yeah, he started chirping immediately.
I wanted to see what they were up to.
I was praying.
What if it was Planned Parenthood? What do you think you'd do?
I'd probably get into a 45-minute-long discussion with them.
I was so excited.
Probably try to mentally torture them for as long as possible.
Yeah, dude, I was sitting there. It was amazing. It was like watching a dog start barking. It was nice, dude. He was on one side of the fence like, yo, who are you guys? What are you? And I was just like, yes, dude. go off, dude.
Who the hell do you think you are? Don't you know there's a deaf person in this neighborhood? You're walking around all loud. Well, let me educate you for a minute, okay? Do you know the plight of the deaf black man in America? No, you don't. Because you're out here making all this noise. No.
I had a lady come up to my door the other day, and she was like, it says here on our recent records that you voted last year, and we're making sure you're voting again. I'm like, I've actually never voted in my life. And she was like,
yeah, you got to punish those people. You got to teach them a lesson. I've been calling out census workers. I've been seeing these census guys walking around. I've been mercilessly abusing them from my truck as I drive by, telling them, get a fucking job. There was one census guy. He was like a white guy, and he was like my age, like 30s white guy. No business going around making minimum wage, asking people, do you live here? Do you know who lives here? Do you still, like, can you imagine working that job as a normal dude at age 35 or whatever? So I got into it to punish this guy. My girlfriend was not happy with me because I took a little detour to follow this guy and circle back a few times and yell out, get a fucking real job. But you gotta punish census workers and voter registration people when you see them in public. You gotta just let them have it.
Yeah,
it's a real bummer for that census worker that he ran into the buzzsaw, dude. Just some fucking maniac in a truck driving around.
Well, think about it. Maybe now he'll get his life together. I mean,
yeah, you probably did him a favor. I agree.
I hope so.
Well, does he think that's like an important task to go around and counting people? Or are you planning on the attack?
That's why me and Shane are planning this racist attack.
No. It's more of Matt. It's Matt and Sam, dude. I'm chilling.
Shane designed this really cool bomb.
Everybody knows I'm retarded, dude.
Oh,
Shane, you have the best ideas for bombs in public places. I thought that's so cool.
Would you go digital bomb or just like fertilizer? Like just analog.
Well, Shane was saying that a nail bomb in a synagogue would be the best result. And I said, I'm not like that. Like I can't do, I'm not going to target someone because of their religion, like that type of hatred. But Shane was like, he was beating his chest and like, I'm going to do it. Like, dude, calm down. Like,
God damn it, dude. Patreon. We're sorry, Patreon.
Tier level one, $1 a month.
Yeah, $1 a month.
Gets you access to this joyful occasion.
You get blueprints to the White House if you give $5 a month.
You get Shane's bomb plan for $30.
Damn, dude. That might be the only place left for fucking cowboys like us, dude. We might have to just meet in the video game realm. Only save space.
Keep it digital.
Keep it extremely digital, dude. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. No, I've suspected that for a long time, that the only way out of this fucking nightmare is through computer games. So I'm glad you backed me up on that.
Yeah, we got to fade into the ones and zeros, dude.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm going to go sit in the hot tub by myself.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what's next. That's what's next on my docket. And then I'm going to come back in here and eat a turkey sandwich.
Well, you gotta
that's have all I got left.
This girl, she's got blue skin. She's an alien. She's way hotter.
True. I haven't done VR porn yet, and I'm scared to get into it because I think I might never come back.
Why would you get into it? Why would it even be a statement? I'm scared to get into it. Don't.
That's I'm not going to get into option. It. I'm not going to get into
an option.
Huh?
It shouldn't even be an option.
I'm not getting into it.
I'm scared to start smoking crack. Guys, I'm scared to start smoking crack.
Yeah, Matt, you've dealt with addiction.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I can't, man. I can't. If I did that, it might be like from Avatar, dude, where I'm just like that one crippled soldier who's just like, leave me there. Leave me.
People try to take it away from you, you fight back.
I would strap it to my head, dude, as hard as I could. That's got to be, I mean, I've peeped it out on my phone without obviously VR, like Oculus gear.
Yeah, did you hold your phone up?
No, I didn't hold it up, but I definitely like scroll.
Yeah, you did.
I scroll. I've like looked around. I've like just kind of looked, glanced around like the apartment and the set, and been like, oh, the fact that you can just like look and see shit on the floor. Like, oh my god, that's so fucking hot. There's a sock. I would have seen that sock.
How many fucking 12-year-olds have taped a phone to their heads?
Game over. Game over, dude.
If I was in seventh grade, yeah, I don't know. I think I appreciate my geezer parents getting hit by Fox, though, more than, You ever run into geezer parents that get hit by fucking CNN?
Oh, dude.
They're worse, dude. Yeah. I at least just like Fox is playing to their sensibilities already. They're not like being forced to make changes like CNN. If my dad got hit with the CNN, I'd be like disappointed in him. I'd be like sad if he was like, that's Don Lemon's telling the truth. Shane.
Well, that would have been like your parents driving by your house and being like, let's just give virtual hugs from here. Okay, I love you. Goodbye. And it's dude, one thing I give my parents, they were like, this is bullshit. Come over here. Fuck. Because I just had a kid right as this shit happened. So they were like, fuck that. Get over here. I was like, yeah, that kind of rules.
Yeah.
They kind of bucked. They bucked the pandemic big time. My mom's on some like, I'll die for this shit. She's like, dude, if I get it, I get it. I don't care. I'm like, that's kind of rules.
She's a soldier. Yeah.
She is a soldier.
Sam, tell us about the pandemic, dude. What's going on?
Tell us about the pandemic.
Man, it's got me wrapped up tight right now. I'm the reporter. So right now you're coming to me for like on the street type, like,
bro, I'm coming to you.
Tell us about
for almost everything. Yeah. Tell me about
this pandemic.
The pandemic. Man. Tell me what's going on.
I'm watching people. People are dropping like flies out there. I'm staying masked up. I'm fucking kneeling. You have to. Well, the new thing is when you enter stores and like places of business, you want to be on your hands and knees. So I'm doing that a lot. I'm crawling in and out of the UPS store. I'm going on my hands and knees into Target. That's really important because the levels of COVID are lower. The lower
it raises.
Yeah.
It's like hot air.
It's like smoke in a fire. Like you have to crawl around. And let's see. I'm wearing condoms on my hands and feet. You want to stay fully strapped up with foot condoms and hand condoms.
It makes the slide, lubed. Yeah. You got to get the lube. It makes you slide on the floor.
Spermicidal. Easier. Well, the spermicide actually helps combat the microvirus. The novel coronavirus.
It actually probably might.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Well, you have to drink a lot of it, too. If you start drinking spermicide.
I have a shot of spermicidal lube every night before bed. It's like fish oil. Every once in a while, you burp up something nasty, but it's not bad.
Exactly.
Dude, if you started outdoing people's PPE in stores and going full Tyvek suit, face shield, like scuba diving hood, and you started crawling around on the floor in stores, people would probably – you'd have a couple people probably start doing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the safest down here. It doesn't live on the floor surface. People are like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing that
can really, you get that for me at the top of the shelf?
Yeah, please.
The thing that's kind of stunning to me is when you go out, like I'll wear the mask in compliance when I go in to get my mail and stuff, but I'm not going to wear it while driving. But when you drive around and you see people walking solo and there's nobody around them and they're wearing the mask, that's really just awesome. Like
it's crazy.
I love to see that. That makes my day.
Every once in a while I'll catch myself like, so last week I was in Salt Lake and I would have to walk to the venue.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I wonder how many are people that forgot. But yeah, there's also, I was thinking about the lady. There's one lady in my neighborhood that got hit with the CNN bug. She's a geese. She's got a fucking hate has no home here.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a lot sign of in her front yard.
There's a lot of those fucking signs that say, in this house, we believe in science. Like, you know the rainbow one that's like the 10 different things?
Yes.
Let me actually Google what it says. Hold on.
Yeah, the one that's rainbow is like in a bunch of different languages. It's like hate has no home here.
I feel like if you had a rainbow sciences gay sign out front of your house, people wouldn't know. They'd be like, is that good? Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
In this house, we believe black lives matter. Women's rights are human rights. No human is illegal. Science is real. Love is love. Kindness is everything.
Okay. I guess you guys can claim all that at once.
Yeah, I don't know if you needed to let anybody know.
Oh, there's another one that says water. There's another one that added on, water is life. Okay. I want to make one that it's like identical, but at the end it says, Kung Fu is the only real martial art. Just some total non sequitur, like Ford is the best automaker, U.S. automaker.
Yeah, Eastwood takes liberties. I like that. Chris Kyle was the fucking man. He left out some wild shit.
What did you, Chris? Oh, I just saw. I was watching a clip of the Chris Kyle movie, like a night ago, with Brad. It was Bradley Cooper, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. The movie's actually sick.
He had the crosshair over the kid, and he was conflicted about shooting him. And then he started to sort of tear up a little bit. And I said, "Wow, Chris Kyle was a good guy."
That shit works on me.
Yeah,
that works on me.
It does work on me too.
But he also, I think he was on record about saying he was like shooting looters during Hurricane Katrina. And he said he punched, what's his name? Minnesota governor in the face. Jesse the Body.
Oh, what? Oh yeah.
He went through like a, Chris Kyle had like a real dark ending where he started making up lies.
Why did he start attacking
Jesse Ventura did get punched in the face by somebody. That was that by a Marine.
Well, then that could have been Chris Kyle, dude.
That might have been Chris Kyle. He might have been he might have been a hero, and now we're slandering his name. Look at
true, us. True, true, true. I'm a real Clint Eastwood.
Why did he punch Jesse the Body?
I guess Jesse was like, all these fucking SEALs that died deserve it. We shouldn't be over there. And Chris Kyle said was that? Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
That's the story. Hey. Jesse was like, I would never say something like that. Just him at like a Navy SEAL's funeral being like, he deserved to die.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking Chris Kyle or Jesse Ventura sued Chris Kyle for $1.8 million and won.
Ooh.
Got damn. Him.
That dude suing the American snipers where it's at. Damn. Suing American heroes, dude, for $1.8 million. Fucking awesome. I think the Body was like, he didn't punch me in the face, and they called that was like that accounted for slander. He's like, he's lying on me about punching me. There's one cha-ching, dude, $1.8 million.
Hmm.
Pretty sick, dude. Well, dude, imagine being in court under the American flag and being like, I swear under the Bible, I'm like, I'm suing this American.
And then he fucking dies.
Kyle died?
Yeah, Chris Kyle got killed. He, I think he was
capped. He got got. Yeah. All his who? Tactical awareness.
What?
Man. He you wasn't. He was all his fucking tactical training failed him in the end there.
What happened? Where was
his tactical awareness was handing a guy with severe PTSD a rifle.
Yeah.
The dude's mother, this retard crazy schizo guy, asked Chris Kyle to take my son out to the range and help him relieve some stress.
Oh.
And so Chris Kyle, as a favor, him and his buddy take this guy who had a name. He had a murderous name like Richard P. Roush or something. Like a name that you hear it and you're like, oh, that guy's a murderer. Let me look it up. Hold on a second.
Man, yeah, that's so also
it's actually all, really.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, Matt.
Well, if you think about it, he came at Jesse the Body, who was a professional wrestler, correct? Who has access to more retarded hitmen than a professional wrestler? I think Jay the B reached out to someone he signed a poster for and was like, I got a job for you.
I think that's a fair theory, dude.
The guy's name is Eddie Ray Ruth. That's the name of the killer. And that's like, obviously this guy's going to torture someone with pliers or kill, like he's pulling apart animals or something. Eddie Ray Ruth.
Eddie Ray Ruth sounds like, that sounds like he definitely killed a civil rights leader.
He shot someone and called him the N-word. That's what that name implies to me.
Did they?
Yeah, this guy definitely said the N-word while killing a civil rights leader.
Did he get killed?
That's Eddie Ray Ruth, the American hero. Oh, yeah.
Did he get shot in the gun range after assassinating Chris Kyle? The recently
No, he's got life in prison.
Oh. Damn. None of the Patriots at the range turned on him and opened fire?
Correct. None of the Patriots had any tactical awareness either. Bunch of fucking
they guys. All ran, dude. They all ran immediately. Yeah.
That would be instant Reservoir Dogs in like a gun range like that. Everyone would shoot each other. I can't believe they didn't open fire on him.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They also might not have heard it with their headphones. Mm.
True. They actually probably kept it moving.
Yeah, you just hear gunshots.
Yeah, you're shooting. Yeah.
Nice trigger control. Keep it up.
Didn't know Chris Kyle went out. I didn't know he got Selena advice.
Well, no, I think he started a program. He was doing that. Like he was taking dudes out to the range that were soldiers that got hurt. Like it was nice like a nice – yeah, it was like a really nice thing.
I don't want to badmouth Chris. If Chris Kyle was not a fucking murderer of women and children, I haven't read anything about him. I just know that Clint Eastwood co-signed him, so I can't really. I don't want to talk too much shit about a dead troop. I'm gonna salute him instead.
No, guy rules. Guy definitely rules.
But yeah, you got if you're gonna be tactical, if you're gonna Jocko Willink your whole life like that, you gotta have the awareness not to hand loaded weapons to guys that are on the brink of. Fucking losing it.
True. He probably just got up too late. That was his problem. He probably didn't get up at 4:30 that morning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and the thing is, in the Wikipedia article, it says that as they were driving to the range, Chris Kyle texted his buddy that was, I guess, sitting next to him. So imagine that, first of all, you're texting somebody that's sitting next to you in the truck to avoid having the person sitting behind you see it. And he said something like, this guy's on the edge, or something like that. This dude is straight up nuts. Kyle texted Littlefield, this dude is straight up nuts. Watch my six.
Oh, no. He said, watch my six?
That's what he said on the way to the range.
Did the guy get Littlefield too, or did he just get?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that guy didn't watch his six.
Oh, no, wait. It says after the killing. So, I mean, there's more than one. Hold on a second. Oh, he got his friend too. Yeah, he did. He got them both.
And
Littlefield. Damn.
So he worked his way through the pair. He got his friend. He got his six out, and then he.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He knew. He knew the plan.
That might be one of the shittiest ways to die.
That's tough.
Definitely. You handed a gun to a guy. You're like, yo, we got to watch out for this guy. Anyway, it's your turn. It's your turn. Hand him the gun.
Hey, man, I know you're having a rough time right now, but don't point this thing at my head, okay?
It's nice.
It's like the anorexic. I'm going to take anorexics and take them to a buffet.
Yeah.
Worst that can happen. I'm going to take the most suicidal. Take him out and go shoot him.
Mm. Yeah, for real, though. Take Sam, what noose, is that?
There's a noose show in town. Hey, there's a
there's a noose and trumpet show.
Yeah.
I think you could download the blueprints to the White House.
That's a good question.
No.
Do you think they'd flag it if you started like, no, I just want to know the prints. I want to know where the ducks are.
I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
I just want to know where the ducts are. I'm like a duct guy, like historical buildings. Like, I want to know how the HVAC systems work in these historical buildings and the telecom system. Where's the router?
I always wonder if you can actually crawl through the ducts like that.
Probably. I've seen movies where they do it, so it's got to be real.
That's true. It'd be funny if someone tried that in real life and there's just like gigantic fans in there that just chop you to bits.
Mm. Yeah, you can't go into a duct.
Probably a lot of dead guys and ducks who tried to crawl and didn't make it.
A lot of guys who saw Die Hard. Just fucking dead dudes.
Skeletons and ducks.
Yeah, man. I like bombing would be tight. I just watched Richard Jewell. Did you guys see that?
What's that?
It's the fat guy that was working security at the Atlanta.
Did you watch the Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah.
Is that out?
Yeah.
Was it good?
What's funny about it? Yeah, it was all right. It was, but they took some liberties to make like the female reporter that broke it a whore.
They just
totally made that up. Like they made up like a bunch of shit where she was like fucking FBI agents to get the story.
She was probably a whore though anyway.
It just added that. No, it was very funny.
She probably did it.
Obsessed with their tits the whole time, and it was just some fat guy that loved like guns that they were like pinning this bombing on.
Mm. Well, how did they find out?
It is funny.
How did they find out this lady wasn't a whore? Did they ask her? And she's like, no, I didn't do that.
Well, first off, I think the FBI agent might be dead. I think they could be dead. They just trashed these people's names in a movie that was like about defending a guy's name.
Mm. Damn.
Eastwood. Anyway, it's fun to watch. Eastwood took out a whore on his way out. He's gonna die soon. He needed to body some whores.
He's about the details, so I trust what he had to say. If that's the version of history that he wants to paint, then that's what I'm going with.
It'd be funny if he just found out that woman was a whore and is like, I have to expose this. He just grabbed
the whole thing.
Damn,
fucking
slut.
The map?
What is that?
I can't tell you about that. You know what it is. I can't tell everybody else.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You and
okay,
I know
okay.
what that is.
All right.
That's our map.
Actually, do I know what that is?
No, that's the map is a map of the video game that I'm working on.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah. Nice.
I was making another terrorism joke.
I knew you were, but then I was afraid. I was afraid you were talking about the video game that you didn't want to talk about.
Oh, no, that's not under wraps or anything. That's indeed what it is.
Nice.
Sick.
So making a Talk video about game it, about dude. Freeing Palestine, I think you said?
Yeah, it's just, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with, it's an anti-Israel game. No, it's just a sci-fi video game.
That's awesome.
It's probably not super interesting to delve into it on a podcast. But it's what I'm it's my holy grail project that gonna be working on for 10 years here.
Yeah, how involved is that? I feel like that's something people want to do, but I feel like it's one of those things that must be like insanely involved.
Oh yeah, well the you know, people always say with game design, that's the one, the biggest piece of advice that I've heard over and over is keep it small, and ambition kills projects, and this is the most retardedly ambitious, not small project. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be a total disaster, but it is what I'm going to be working on for 10 years.
If it's a disaster, we'll take it. Me and Matt will take you out to the range.
Yeah. Let's
do that. If this thing flops as bad as I think it might, we'll take you out, get some guns, go to the range.
Yeah,
I love it. Actually, I didn't mean to say I think it's going to flop. I don't think that at all.
But well, we'll go to the range regardless afterwards to celebrate.
Yeah, we're going
to
hand you a gun.
Yeah. Sammy Ray Ruth.
I'm going to ruin this. Hold on. Let me ruin this funniness. In that Custer book, in Custer's Last Stand, there's a guy who was in the initial charge whose horse spazzed, because horses would spazz in charges.
Yeah.
So his horse spazzed, and he was so far ahead of everybody. He was like in the Sioux village. Yeah. All he could do was fight it to make it turn left. So he just rode his horse that was spazzing out in a circle throughout the battle. So like his boys were still fighting and he was just circling on the outskirts the whole time. And then eventually he was like, this actually worked out because all his, you know, everybody got fucking murdered. And this guy was just on a runaway horse the whole time. And then afterwards people were like, was that horse spazzing or were you being yellow?
That was yellow. That's the samurai.
After like an hour.
the samurai have a term for tummy ache. And I guess that's when back to the samurai when they were charging, if people would hang back and not charge, they would say that they had some sort of tummy ache. And that has, I'll look up what that is later.
That rules.
Damn, that'll piss me off, dude.
But that's a dude in a full samurai, be like, oh.
That's a very Asian way. Like I feel like in high school I've seen Chinese people do that to get out of stuff. Like that, to me, I feel like that would never work if that was me. Like if someone was expecting something from me and I was like, oh, my tummy. But I've seen Chinese people do that in high school to get out of.
Yeah, they can pull it off. It's believable.
Yes, it was believable.
That fucking noise you just made, dude. That's a very believable.
You have an Asian accent. You have to have an Asian accent to do that. Yeah. To get that to.
Oh.
That's how you do it for real.
That's how you save face, dude. With a nice tummy ache.
Yeah. There's a bunch of dudes ready to charge in the full coolest uniforms known to man, the samurai fucking helmets and shit. And then a guy like, in the back, like, oh.
Because if it was me, the only way I could get out of that thing is if I said I had an ankle problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to, yeah, for sure.
You look at me and you think that is that guy's weak spot is his ankles. But I would say, oh, fuck, my ankle. Fuck. I wish I was like battling with you guys. I can't right now. My ankle, I rolled it.
I mean, fake injuries must have been crazy. I've seen it in like CYO basketball where people like hold their knee and roll around. If I was in battle, instantly grabbing the knee and rolling, be like, guys, go ahead. I'll be up there. Yeah.
Well, if Chris Kyle had done that, you know, who knows what the history would have been on that day, on that fateful day.
Yeah, he should have, dude. True. He could have faked a tummy ache. You could call off a gun range and be like, I don't feel well.
Yeah.
If VR porn came out.
Man, if you have kids, you cannot let them have a fucking phone. That is the most, that's like the devil. The phone is the devil.
Yeah.
The phone literally is the devil.
Actually, you know what? The one scene I saw in Cuties outside of the hot ass twerking was the girl posted a picture of herself on Instagram and she got a like and she was like, she got a like from one of the other kids at school and was like elated. Like almost crying, happy, and so I was like that fucked me up. Yeah, I was like, damn, dude, that's like, I can't even imagine the pressure of a fucking kid in school.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's. I mean, I don't even know if that's something that the director was trying to make commentary with, or if that's just like a realistic portrayal of.
No, I think it was. I think it was real. School. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I never was thinking about young girls in school.
In any event, you got to get these fucking phones away from people. It's crazy. It's really bad.
Yeah. It'll be like cigarettes. It'll be like cigarettes in like 20 years. They'll be like, you had those things? I'm like, yeah, we all had them. It was fine. Yeah, it's fucking rocking people.
I think it's only going downhill from here. I think it's just going to be worse in 20 years.
Really? I think people are just going to get deeper into their phone and all the bullshit?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen any kind of like mainstream backlash against social media or phones.
Damn. Yeah, dude, it's fucking people up.
It's wild. And it's such a, like, dude, I'll do it just to, like, you know, when there's time where you don't want to be doing something, I'll just look at my phone.
Mm.
Like, nonstop. Like, I was out, like, in that fucking hot tub yesterday, and I was like, the fuck, this is boring. Because I wasn't staring at a phone. I was just looking at the stars in Arizona underneath like a palm tree, and I was like,
this sucks.
I should be looking at people I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I should be looking at people's Instagram that I fucking hate.
I should be getting mad about some MMA fighter.
I should be always mad.
Yeah.
Dude, old people don't know how to work their phones either. So they get a phone from the store and all the factory settings are like maximum notifications. So if you're like 5 years old, you're out mowing your lawn, it bumps, and you're like, someone said something about Trump, and you're like, motherfucker, and you put your ass in the
pocket. Yeah, my dad gets ESPN notifications. So nice. It's like, just all hours of the night, like midnight.
Oh,
and it's about like some free agent going to the Trailblazers. It's like, just in the kitchen. You need to know about this, Phil.
That is awesome.
Yeah, dude, the news, I had to turn them off. I keep every time, like, I have news notifications that pop up, and it's fucking bullshit. And you read it and you're like, God damn it. And it's like, if my mom doesn't know how to turn those off, so she'll just get blasted all day long. With like Fox, yeah, and
Fox,
freak the fuck out. He was spazzing on me about some shit. I went over there for dinner. My mom was like bugging out about something about Biden. She was like trying to convince my brother's kid to like. She was like, "Who are you gonna vote for? You're gonna vote for not Biden, right?" And I was like, "Dude, will you guys fucking stop with this shit? Turn it off. Knock it off,
dude." Yeah, man.
If you've seen Tissue Box, the dude that is wearing a Speedo, that's our mutual friend Burke.
Yeah, Burke, dude, he's the best.
Damn,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie, dude. I don't want to suck your dick, but I remember watching Shane show me $1 million stream, and I remember just being like, "This is ahead of his time, dude. This is too early."
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot, man.
It was fucking.
Yeah, everybody.
It's the best.
Everybody fucks with you, bro. Everybody in the scene fucks with you.
The whole scene
fucks with you, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That has to be.
The scene fucks heavy with you, except like LA pussies. Don't get you.
Well, if we're being real, I think there's a lot of people in the scene that don't fuck with me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the scene don't like me anymore.
Yeah.
They like you until you get canceled.
It's actually kind of the opposite. Many people in the scene don't like us.
Well, so that's true. That's why you train martial arts. That's why you train martial arts.
Exactly.
Wait till you see one of these reporters and you assault them.
Axe kick.
You fucking hit him with a flying knee.
Actually, Your Honor, it was a flying knee, which is not a hard tech. It's not even. I wouldn't even call it a assault. It's more of an opinion. It's a physicalized opinion.
Yeah, it's just
hitting someone with a running flying knee.
Dude, Superman punch from behind.
Superman, back of the head, Superman punch.
Yes, like, not even a sucker punch, but hitting someone with like a train 3-2 combo from behind would be awesome.